You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. We cover down on all of it like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, we're going to the phones right now. We've been talking about what I call in the first part of the Triple Dipper, the taxation fixation. You know, there's apparently a reticence in Montgomery to let go of revenue streams. I kind of get that. I understand you don't want to lose money. But at the same time, you know what? When you have that much of a surplus, you have to remember where you got it from. You're not a business. You're government. You got more taxpayer dollars than ever before. Well, we're going to spend a minute here talking to Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who he and his wife, Kendall, they hail from the Guntersville area. He's spent a lot of time as a businessman, also in real estate. And then in 2014, got elected to the Alabama State House. I was proud to serve with him in the legislature, and he now serves as the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Alabama. So without further ado, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth, how you doing?
Doing great. Good afternoon, Phil. Good to be on the show.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you making some time, especially since y'all just went back into session today. Did you have to give the gavel to somebody and step off the dais?
No, we are getting ready to go in at 3:30. So
okay, I caught you just in time then. So yeah. Well, appreciate you making some time. But hey, listen, let me ask, and for the benefit of my audience, I'll say that you, as Lieutenant Governor, you preside over the Senate, but you don't get to actually drop in legislation of your own. You don't carry a bill. But that being said, you're allowed to have an agenda. Talk to me about tax relief, because right now what we're hearing is tax rebates, $400 per person, and that's about it. What are you thinking, and what would you like to see?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really just gets down to policy and what's best for our state long term. And I think when you look at rebates, you know, certainly I'm not opposed to giving people money back short term and a rebate, but I think a better fiscal policy for our state, for the people of Alabama, as well as businesses, as well as just, you know, overall, you know, look, people deciding, you know, like, hey, do I want to move to Alabama? You know, changing our tax policy and giving people money back is a better long-term solution. And so one of the things I've been pushing is the grocery tax. Why? Because, you know, the Biden economy, inflation, you know, all our grocery goods pretty much have gone up. And so, you know, can we eliminate, you know, and I'm not talking about the local grocery tax, I'm talking about the state grocery tax, eliminating that, reducing that. I personally believe that would be a better use of our tax dollars to let people have that back. And then it's going to be there forever, right? And so that'll be a tax cut that's there forever to help people, not just a one-time thing where you get a check, okay, you go buy something, and then it's gone. This is going to reduce the burden. And so that's going to help us compete with other states that, you know, for people, you know, deciding, hey, I might want to move to Florida, right? They have higher property taxes than we do, but they don't have an income tax. So this is just stuff that we're going to do that, in my opinion, if we want to be competitive as a state to recruit corporations and continue to have people move here, tax policy is a way to do that, whereas a one-time rebate really doesn't occur, you know, accomplish anything other than just one time giving people money back. Then after that, it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. Now, we're hearing that perhaps Senator Arthur Orr, he might be bringing a bill that would phase out the grocery tax. And I don't, you know, even if you just phase it out, that's still something. What are you hearing right now about the actualities? I mean, and by the way, another thing that could happen, and I've only saw it happen once in the time that I was down there when Lieutenant Governor Ivey was on the stand as a lieutenant governor, is a split vote gets decided by you. So if it came down to a point that you had to vote, it could happen. What are you hearing about a bill related to grocery tax?
Yeah, I always tell people, and one great thing about Lieutenant Governor, anytime I vote, I win, right? So, you know, it's always going to be a tie. But so what I'm hearing on the grocery tax, first, I think Senator Orr has a bill that will kind of phase out, you know, doing part of it over time, depending on, you know, he has some concern, I think rightfully so, about what's going to happen in the economy. And, okay, and so I think as long as the economy grows, I believe it's 2% in the ETF each year, that you would, you know, reduce another 1% off the grocery tax. That's kind of what he's looking at. And, you know, I think that's certainly an approach. There's other people. I know Senator Andrew Jones has a grocery tax bill that he's working on. I know the House has members. You know, I've always been in support, even when I was in the House, of just eliminating the grocery tax completely. And I mean, we have the ability to do that. Yeah. You know, it's whether or not we decide to do it or not. But certainly, I think we should just take that off the table completely. You know, the question is, you know, will the legislature want to have a more measured approach? You know, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I'm going to be out there continuing to push tax cuts or a better policy than rebates, right? And I mean, there's other stuff you could do. You could look at income tax. There's certainly other stuff you can do other than grocery tax. But I think grocery tax is something everybody pays. And if we could eliminate, you know, that and reduce the burden, man, what a great help that'd be for people.
Yeah, the poorest among us have to buy milk and bread. This is the way it is. All right, so there, I hear that. Here's an interesting thing. I don't know if you've seen this or not. There's actually some good tax cut proposals coming from Democrats in the House. Right after you get off the air, we're going to have Representative Anthony Daniels calling in. He's got a couple of pieces that are actually pretty good. He's got a grocery tax proposal that's not requiring them to plus it up by raising taxes elsewhere. But then he's also got another one that deals with not taxing overtime compensation, which I had never thought of this. And I thought, why are Democrats coming up with good ideas when we have a Republican supermajority?
Yeah, I think, I think Republicans certainly will have, you know, just as good ideas on tax cuts and policies. I think they were just kind of waiting to first see what the governor proposed in the state of the state. And then, you know, now everybody's kind of digested that. And then, you know, I think you'll see a lot of different ideas and suggestions. Because, look, and at the end of the day, you know, Republicans are conservatives and they believe in limited government. And that means that when the state, you know, is growing like it's growing, that we don't grow government, we give money back to the people. And so that's what's going to happen. It's just a matter of what's the way we can get a consensus to do it. So I'm going to push for tax cuts.
Yeah.
And you're going to see me out front on that. And I'm going to continue to push hard on that.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you for that. And so let me ask you, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. And I know you've also got to get down the hall to the Senate chamber. But that being said, I'd like to know if there's a hot agenda item for you, because you as Lieutenant Governor, you can have your own agenda and get people to carry bills and try to promote things. But the other piece I was going to ask you about is school choice. Do you see something coming this year on school choice that's meaningful in some way? So 5 minutes on that. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, so on school choice, I mean, there's a lot of different things. The governor's package she proposed dealt with charter schools, having more charter schools, which we certainly need. I mean, you look at us, you know, I think we have like 12 charter schools, and, you know, a state like Florida has 600, right? So certainly room for improvement there. I think, you know, she wants to, if I remember right, grow the Accountability Act. But, you know, I think those things are both good, right? And they certainly can help educational, you know, outcomes of students in Alabama. You know, I'm for, you know, going full-blown, you know, having real school choice. And what I mean by that is to have even ESAs, you know, education savings accounts, or have vouchers, right, where a parent can decide what is best for the child. And there's some legislation out there. I don't have a good feel yet for – I'll say this. There is more of a national movement than I've ever seen.
Yes, there is.
And there's definitely some support in the legislature. I don't know if there's enough to pass what I'm talking about, which, you know, Senator Stutz is carrying that bill. But we'll see. I mean, there's some – there's definitely some people that think we need to address it. I just have some concern whether or not it'll pass this session, if I'm just being totally honest. But I'm going to keep pushing it, and because I think it's the right thing for Alabama, it's the right thing for parents, but most importantly, it's the right thing for those students. And it's going to give them hope and get them out of a situation and allow the parents to decide what's best for the child. I mean, other stuff we're working on, we've got a military package. We're going to have 5 bills. A small business package. You'll really like this. I'm on a workforce side. We've got a bill that's going to deal with financial literacy, and it's going to make it mandatory for kids to take that in high school, to where they learn to balance a checkbook. They learn about credit, because so many kids are graduating high school and they don't know that. And then they get a job and then they end up not able to manage their money and get in trouble. And so we're going to make that part. And we got that from Florida. Kind of interesting. A lot of great things come from Governor DeSantis' leadership in Florida. So we look at what they do there and try to implement them in our state if we haven't. So that's some of the things, real quick, we're going to work on.
No, I don't think I heard anything in there that I didn't like. So we look forward to it. And by the way, thanks for the work that you've done on the what's the name of the committee you were with the military installations?
Military Stability Commission.
Yeah, you've done a lot of work on that, and I assume that the package you're bringing in some way deals with the findings of the Military Stability Commission.
They do. And I want to say this, but don't thank me. I want to thank you, you know, as a veteran, somebody that served, thank all our active military and veterans in our state. You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to get to represent military families through that. And, you know, our goal is just to, I mean, we don't have a freedom. We don't have a state. We don't have a city, right, if it's not for our military families and veterans. And so I want to say thank y'all, right? And we're glad to try to continue to make sure we take care of our veterans and to make us the most military-friendly state in the country.
Well, all that and Space Command, too, we hope. But, all right.
Absolutely. We're working hard on that as well.
I'm sure. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth about to walk down the hall and grab the gavel and gavel him in for the regular session. Appreciate you making the time right before that starts.
Hey, thanks, Phil, for your friendship. Have a great day.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back, kind of wrap up a little bit of that discussion, and then bottom of the half hour, we got a call coming in from State Representative Minority Leader Democrat Anthony Daniels. And I've told you before, if I see something Democrats do and I think it's conservative or meaningful, yeah, I'll talk about it. So we're going to talk to him about some proposals he's got. I think they're intriguing. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.